Our readings today really speak of something that affects every one of us, but we don't like to talk about, we don't like to think about, because it is about suffering. Something that, as I said, is common to each and every one. Since the fall of Adam and Eve, suffering entered the world. And whether it be physical or spiritual or mental, there's some kind of suffering that we all carry. But there's another aspect of suffering that is unique to human beings. Suffering can be a means of discipleship, a means of evangelization, even a means of redemption. But for this to take on this character, we need the right intention when we are suffering. In suffering, we witness our vulnerability, our desperate need for God and for each other. When we find ourselves on the fringes, it is there that we can experience the tenderness, the compassion of God, often through the touch of another human being. And it is there that we can encounter the touch of Christ, a touch that can heal our spirit and our soul, if not our body. And it is through suffering that we participate in that cross of Christ. Joined to Him, our suffering is anything but worthless. It attains infinite value. Turning to Him in times of suffering, we are also able to witness to the joy of salvation and proclaim it to others. And in that way, our suffering becomes a means of discipleship. Without it, we're still going to suffer. But with it, we will be attaining blessings that we can never imagine. And although leprosy is an extreme example, it gives insight to all types of suffering because it contains all types of suffering. It is physical. The lesions are very sore as it takes away the flesh, as it rots and it dies. But it is also spiritual because the lepers are isolated. They're sent away from society. They're removed from their homes and from their cities. They're even denied that simple human touch that we all need. We see this in our first reading. The disease was thought to be a reflection of sin. If a person had a lesion on their skin, they didn't go to a doctor. They were called to go to the priest. And if the priest examined them and decided that they had leprosy, they would be removed from the community. Down the road, if the lesion goes away, again, they present themselves to the priest to be declared clean. But even if they are declared clean, they still are called to offer for purification the sacrifice that had come from the time of Moses. But there's also society norms. If a clean person touched anything unclean, that person became unclean. And they had to go through those same purification rites. So if one had leprosy, they had to call out, unclean, unclean, if anybody came near them, to warn them not to get too close. This sets the stage for our gospel. Because this man, this leper in our gospel, he ignores all these society norms. He comes right to Christ. He falls down at his knees. Lord, if you wish it, if you will it, you can make me clean. And on his part, Jesus doesn't back away. He reaches out. He is moved with pity. He touches him. I do will it. Be made clean. And then Jesus instructs him to go to the priests, to offer up what Moses prescribed. That would be proof for them. But the man doesn't listen. He goes and tells everyone. And so now it is no longer the leper that is on the outskirts of society. It is Christ himself who cannot move about freely. It is Christ who is relegated to the deserted places, and yet the crowds kept coming to him. As I mentioned, the suffering that we all experience can be a means of witnessing. So what does the leper have to teach us today? First, I think there's a general misunderstanding of suffering. Oftentimes, as we suffer, we think that this is God's will for me. So if this is God's will for me, I just got to embrace it. I just got to tough my way through it. Whatever it is. If I try to get away from suffering, it's a sin. If I try to find a cure, that's no good. At least it's unspiritual if it's not a sin. But that is not the right approach. We also see that it's easier to grasp suffering more in general terms. And that's what the story of the leper allows us to do. It is also a good reason for the book of Job. It allows us to see suffering in more general terms, because then we can apply it more to ourselves when we or a loved one enters into that suffering. It's so much more difficult to grasp it when, you know, it happens to me. Why did I have this accident? Why did I get cancer? Why did my loved one suffer so much through abuse or whatever it might be? The leper represents all the suffering, that physical and mental and spiritual. And what does he do? He comes to Jesus to be cleansed. He is seeking. He is courageous to ignore those society norms. That took a lot of courage. We too are called to seek cleansing, especially through the Eucharist, through confession. And we see Jesus respond in mercy, because it is mercy that relieves suffering. Jesus is moved with pity, with compassion. That's why he came. God was moved with pity and compassion, and then he sends his Son to us. This episode is really an icon of the church's sacrament. In Fire of Mercy, Heart of the Word, Levia Marikaikas writes, in Christ's action of healing as the visible sign of God's invisible grace and the leper's invisible faith, we have the perfect form of sacrament. The physical gesture of Christ, of Jesus' hand touching the man's body, accompanied by the words, "I want it, be healed." God intervenes in our world in this saving act. He has intervened in our world in sending his Son. And the power of Christ's word and touch cleanses this man immediately. Jesus doesn't heal to prove a point. He doesn't heal to prove to the Pharisees or the chief priests that he is the Son of God. In fact, he tells this man not to tell anybody. Go to the priest. Offer up what is prescribed to be readmitted into the community as a part of our cleansing. And he tells this man specifically, don't go to the people. Don't tell what I did. He is taking one form of suffering and replacing it with another. He is taking that suffering of leprosy and replacing it with that mental, spiritual suffering of holding this to yourself for the good of others, for the good of the many. Christ did this, but the man couldn't refrain himself. In this, we are called to follow that example that St. Paul gives us. We are so blessed to be able to look at suffering from this side of the cross and from this side of the resurrection. St. Paul tells us, do everything for the glory of God, not for ourselves and for our own purposes. To follow his example, not for my benefit, but for the benefit of many. Avoid giving offense to the Jews, to the Greeks, or to the Church of God. Be imitators of me as I am of Christ. Medical science today has alleviated so much suffering of so many diseases, including Hansen's disease, which is what we call leprosy today. But there is disease that is still amongst us that medical science can't touch. The disease of hate, envy, bitterness, anger, arrogance, pride, egoism, fear, all of these and more in our hearts and in the hearts of all people throughout the world. But there is one that can cleanse us if we only have the courage to come before him, to worship, to seek. If you wish, you can make me clean, so that we might hear the words that Christ desires for us. I do will it. Be made clean.